Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live at the 12th annual Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate Radiothon. And the highlight of the day for me, I have been reading this story, your story, for the last 10 days, and I couldn't wait to sit down with you. We are joined right now by the celebrity of the day. She's a superstar in our midst. Riley Fincher Foster, age 10, is joining us right now on Offsides with Mark Ryan. Riley, you are adorable. It is awesome to have you here with us. How are you?
I'm good so much. I'm really good. How are
you? You're good so much. Me too. This is tremendous. And your wonderful mom, Courtney, is here with you today. Courtney, thanks so much for making the time for us, and it's great to have you on.
Yes, thanks for having us.
And, of course, we're here today to raise money for the kids, and a lot of the fun stuff that you see in the hospital is provided for by our donors here today that are making their donations. They're becoming miracle makers for $15 a month. And a lot of the fun things, the Wii system that they have, the Papa Shot basketball, the playrooms, a lot of those provided by our donors. What does it mean to you, Riley, when you hear that people are donating to the kids here at Prisma Health Children's Hospital?
Well, it makes me so happy, and my heart just gets bigger and bigger every time I hear that somebody's donating money so that children can have fun in the hospital.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it's about. So, Riley, can I hear a little bit more about your story and how you came to be a patient here?
Yes, well, I was born 9 weeks early, and I was a NICU baby. And when I was 4 years old, I was diagnosed with an incurable disease called type 1 diabetes.
How much did the stuff that we talk about, whether it was the game room and things of that nature, how does that help you keep the attitude that you need to have in order to get past what you were going through?
Well, it takes my mind off of the things that are happening in my body that are scary, because I could be low any minute, and I could not wake up the next morning, and any minute now I could just pass out and I could die. And it's scary, really scary.
But yet you're here.
Yes.
And you have a smile on your face. And I think I'm of the belief that through every challenge that we have in life, there's an opportunity, right?
Yes.
I firmly believe that. And I think the opportunity that you have, Riley, that maybe some of us don't realize, is truly an appreciation for every moment of your life, right?
Yes.
Because the reality is, for all of us, life is a pretty short deal, right? For all of us here, right?
Right?
It's a pretty short deal, but I think you have an appreciation for that. Talk about, if you would, for me, your appreciation for what you have here.
Well, I'm just so happy that there are so many people who donate the money and the time to help the children, like, not think about what's happening in their bodies and what's happening in their life.
What was your favorite part of just that, the fun part? Like, was it the game room? Was it the fish? I know a lot of people love those. And I know we saw earlier, too, the decorating of the tiles, a lot of different
yes.
things around here. What are some of your things that your favorite thing that just took your mind off of the bad stuff?
It was probably mostly the doctors and the nurses and the fish.
You love the fish.
The fish were my favorite because I love animals. I'm an animal person.
Did you have a favorite fish in the fish tank?
Because
I know there was a lot of them look like the Finding Nemo fish that
yes.
we talk about.
There was also one that looked like Dory when I was here, and so that one was my favorite.
Oh, that's so sweet.
What's your favorite animal, Riley?
That's hard. I love all animals.
Yeah.
But right now it's cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs.
Do you have any pets of your own?
Yes, I have a dog and a lot of cats.
Oh, my.
A lot of cats.
Yes.
What are the names of your cats?
Well, we have two kittens that we rescued.
Fantastic.
Olaf and Anna.
Mm. Olaf.
Yes. And then we have four kittens outside in our garage who are Flotsam, Jetsam, Oscar, and Garfield.
Wow.
Now, which cat would be most likely to bite me?
That would probably be Jennifer.
Jennifer. Jennifer is always such a sweet soul. How did this happen?
Well, he is always just a little bit territorial because we have another male around.
Oh, okay. I got you. Is he cool with his name being Jennifer?
Yes.
He is?
Well,
okay.
I think so, at least.
Okay. Okay.
We're hearing from Riley Pincher Foster. Her mom, Courtney, of course, is here as well. And Courtney, just from the standpoint of why we're here today, again, you've seen this firsthand as far as what the money that we help raise helps kids like yours go through this. And I know that it means a lot to you to see all the help that comes from the folks of the Upstate.
Definitely. It's so much more than just a hospital and a diagnosis when you're here at the Children's Hospital. It's a family that comes alongside you and, you know, helps you get through the toughest times in your life and stays there to support you even after, you know, those go away. So it's giving her a chance to just be a kid and have fun, and for the hospital to not be a place of fear. It's a place that she actually gets excited to go. She loves to come and help with Radiothon, and she loves to check on her doctors and see them.
And I'm sure seeing the smile on her face, you know, we talk about how much this helps the kids, but seeing a smile on her face, I'm sure it did a lot for your own peace of mind.
Yeah, when you're a terrified parent and you're worried about your child, and then you see them giggling and laughing and playing a game with, you know, the child life specialist, or have the dogs come in and cheer them up, it just means everything.
I love the dogs. Like,
yes.
The one dog we saw coming around, Mark,
King.
With the Lion King. That was so much fun.
Really, really cool stuff. So, Riley, I hear that you love performing in plays and musicals. Riley,
yes.
I'd love to tell you, I went to college on a music scholarship. I play trombone.
Cool.
Yes. Do you know trombone? Are you familiar with
yes.
the trombone? It has the slide.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds a lot like that, right?
Yes.
Now, and I was in the marching band, and we got to take a lot of fun trips. Does that sound like something you might like to do someday?
Yes.
Yeah? So tell me about your love for plays and musicals and what you plan to do with that passion.
Well, in September, I'm going to be producing a show called Music for Miracles. All of the fundraising will go to the hospital to help
wow.
support things like Camp Buddy and the fish and the game room and all of those fun things.
Yeah, you tooted your own horn. No pun intended. I was a musical guy when I did musicals in high school, so I can totally identify with that. Have you been in any plays or musicals before?
Yes. I'm going to be playing Matilda in Matilda in October, so rehearsals start on Monday.
She's
been in over 25 different performances.
What was your favorite that you've been in?
That would probably be The Little Mermaid at the Yacht Center, where they'll be doing Matilda.
Wow. What part did you play? Were you Ariel?
No, I was Flounder.
Oh, you were Flounder?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's phenomenal.
Probably would have needed a wig for Ariel because of the red hair.
Yeah. What's your favorite Disney movie?
That would probably be... that's hard. Ooh, there's so many good ones. But my
Beauty and
favorite...
the Beast.
I just saw The Lion King out again. Have you guys seen that yet?
Yes.
What'd you think?
It was really good. I loved it.
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
Yes.
I thought it felt so real. Can you believe what they can do with animation right now, where it looks like you're looking at the real animals walking around? It truly is amazing. Courtney, Riley's mom, is joining us here as well today. And certainly this is... It's a place, as great as they make this place, every kid would rather be home.
Absolutely.
So Courtney, can you speak to what the donations do in terms of helping this place feel more like a home for kids that don't get to go home very often?
Yeah, I mean, they provide these amazing playrooms that are just filled with all types of, you know, fun things for the kids to do. They come in and do arts and crafts in the room with you. They have iPads. I mean, they make it feel like home. And the people are just so warm and kind that it really, I mean, if you have to be in a hospital, this is definitely the one.
And I know every parent has a special admiration for their child, but, I mean, to see what she's gone through, having to basically go through 100 finger pricks a year, or every week rather, to test the blood sugar, I'm sure this place and the stuff inside of it helped provide the strength and courage for her to be able to tolerate that and handle it with an incredible amount of grace.
It absolutely does. And they've always encouraged us and her to be, you know, that she can still do anything that she wants to do. They will help us find a way to do that and come alongside us to support that. You know, she gets to be a kid first. You know, she's not her disease. She just has it.
You guys have such an amazing story. Do you even have a feel, Riley, for how much you're an inspiration to all the people listening? Thousands of people throughout the upstate are listening to you right now. Okay? They're listening to you right now. Thousands upon thousands of people are hearing what you say. Okay? And everyone listening is pulling for you and supporting you. And we're all giving you big hugs, and we want to see you absolutely get to pursue your dreams. And I think that's going to happen for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you have your dream job 10 years from now, okay, that would mean you're 20, right? Mm-hmm. If you're achieving your dream at 20, what are you doing?
I want to be a Broadway actress, whether that's going on a tour and going around a different states and countries and all that fun stuff, or being on Broadway in New York.
That's what my sister does. So I can totally identify. I see a lot of her in Riley. It's fantastic.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Do you know that my family is friends with the actor Seth Rogen?
Okay.
He met his wife, who was my next door neighbor, when she was attending Juilliard in New York.
Wow.
And he knows that she loves him for who he is because she met him before he became famous, right?
Wow.
And so we've had Thanksgiving dinner with them. And I think you're going to be that celebrity that everybody wants to have Thanksgiving dinner with.
So basically what we're saying is we knew you before you were famous.
That's exactly right.
We want to get an invite to Thanksgiving dinner before you become famous because we think we're going
to
do that.
We want tickets to the Broadway play, and I want you not to forget the little people, okay, like myself and Will, all right? Please don't forget about us, all right?
I definitely won't.
Because we won't forget about you. God bless you guys.
Thank you
so much for being here. We're keeping you all in our prayers, okay, as we move forward, and good health moving forward. And thank you so much for being here with us today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.